Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Giants are taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. JPP is making his return. Pierre-Paul said the other day that he was kind of bothered that he didn't get a phone call from John Mara upon his trade. And what I'm curious about, because I don't know the answer. I can't sit here ripping JPP or defending JPP only for this. Is that normal? Is it customary for an owner to call up a guy who's been traded away?
Well, I think it depends who the guy is. I mean, you know, JPP was a very good Giant. Won a Super Bowl.
Sure.
Had a couple of really great years for the Giants.
No doubt.
Even I thought after the hand situation, I thought he came back and played pretty well for them.
I agree.
Yeah, I guess I could see where he would, you know, expect a call from the owner.
Okay.
I think I could see that.
Yeah, that's
I can.
That's fair. I think that Jason Pierre-Paul was a very, very good Giant.
Yeah.
I think
like
that
Geno Smith, you know what I mean?
No, it's a little different. It's a little different. Look, when you win a championship in this town, it is, to me, it makes you legendary with a fan base, especially when you're an important part of a team that wins a championship. And on that 2011 team, I mean, he had a monster year that year. It was his best year
no doubt.
In the pros. He had 16, 17 sacks. And I remember
he was close to defensive player of the year.
I was just about to say
he blocked some big kicks.
Oh, he was amazing.
He was tremendous.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Now, you can say, well, after that, at age 22, a 16-and-a-half sack season, almost DPOY, you know, second season in the league, Super Bowl, that it was a disappointment after that. And I think that's fair. I think you can say that his career didn't go maybe the way you thought after 2011. But he did win a championship here.
Yep.
I think what's unfortunate is that when you think of JPP, one of the things that pop into your mind is the fireworks.
No question about it.
Which is unfortunate.
You do think of that. It's sad, but you do think that.
And it's more sad for him than anybody because he made a mistake. And he'll be the first one to tell you he made a very dumb mistake. And luckily for him, he was lucky. It could have killed him. I mean, an accident like that could literally kill you. And instead, it caused an injury that didn't even finish his career. He was able to come back. He missed a big chunk of time. But he was able to come back and contribute when he was back. So it's unfortunate we think of that because when I think of JPP, I think of a couple of things. Number one, I hate to say this, but I got to be honest. I think of Paul Dottino hating the pick. I do think of that.
Right.
Do you remember that at all? He didn't like the pick.
I don't remember that. I remember he was one of the guys that threw Prince of Mukamura into the cold tub or whatever.
That's right.
Into the ice tub.
I don't think of that, but that's
he was
a good one
of the guys that did that.
That's true. I think of Dottino not liking him, not liking the pick.
Right.
And look, we're all wrong about things,
well,
okay? We're wrong about many things.
God.
I think of the Super Bowl. I think of the monster year in 2011. I think of the firework, unfortunately. I mean, I think of a really good Giant.
Yeah.
Now,
was a very good Giant. He was good.
They probably made the right decision moving on from him. They probably did, though. He's had a pretty good year this year.
Yeah, not bad.
The problem, here's why no one pays attention to it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers stink.
No, they're not any good.
And their defense stinks.
Right.
So we're not usually thinking about a guy
on a
bad defensive team. You know what scares me about the Buccaneers this week if I'm the Giants?
Fitzpatrick. He does. Fitzpatrick, to me, look, if Jameis Winston was playing, I'd feel even, I think the Giants are going to win this game, but I would feel even better if Winston was playing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Fitzpatrick, you just never know with this guy. I mean, he could go out and stink it up like he did last week against the Redskins, or he could go out and light you up. I mean, we've seen that how many times. We saw it opening day against the Saints. So we've seen it. And it tells you all you need to know about where Tampa is, that Fitzpatrick is starting over Winston.
Yeah, well, I think it says a lot about Jameis Winston and how they view him. And I think it says a lot about the way Ryan Fitzpatrick has played. I mean, he's played mostly very well for this team.
Mostly.
What scares me, though, is DeSean Jackson. Because how many
times...
Oh,
my God, there's another... Yes.
And look,
he has killed the Giants.
I'd be the first to tell you, when you look at all the weapons that Ryan Fitzpatrick has, DeSean Jackson is probably not even in the top two or three. You're putting Mike Evans.
Yep.
You're even putting O.J. Howard
the
up there.
Tight end, yep.
Adam Humphries is up there. Yeah, I guess that would probably be it, you know, as far as weapons ahead of Deshaun. But Deshaun Jackson's a giant killer. He's made so many big plays against this franchise over the years.
Nope, yep.
And here's the other thing that would scare me. And I watched a lot of this game last week, and I was wrong about it. It was one of my picks, one of the many picks I got wrong last week. How is it possible for an offense to collect 500
and score 3 points?
And score 3 points.
Yep. And when they missed 2 field goals.
Yes.
And what, they turned it over 4 times. And they four picks, right?
Yeah. It was a combination of turning the ball over in the red zone.
That'll do it.
And
it's very
missing.
Jet-like. That's something the Jets could
it's
do.
It's incredibly jet-like.
I mean, really, it's so Jet-esque.
But I'll go out on a limb here. If they give you 400 yards of total offense, they're scoring a hell of a lot more than 3 points this week.
You would think so.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They have a very dangerous offense.
Yep.
On the other side, this should be a week where Odell Beckham Jr. and Saquon Barkley and Sterling Shepard and Eli Manning can build off what they did a week ago, and they should feast against what's one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
I agree. Now, I think the Giants are winning this week. I do. After, you know, I don't know about next week, but I think I like them this week. And they haven't won a game at home yet either, right? The Giants haven't won a home game. The 2 wins are on a row.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. I think that this game will actually live up to the hype as far as we're going to see a lot of points.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get to
the
see
Giants
a lot of
will break
in
30
game.
In this game, in your mind.
Yeah, so they will. And they've only done that once
and
this
they lost.
Season. They lost the game.
They're going to get 30 against Carolina,
31
right?
against Carolina.
Right, that's right.
That was the crazy loss by a field goal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.